where comfort exceeds expectations.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
It is Green County Tech's basketball to start this second half as they lead 26-19. I'm so glad you guys can't hear us talking during the break. It will be taking the inbound pass from Cade Kinsella on the far sideline, and we are underway. Here is Gio into the front court. He has the ball on the right wing. Ball goes now over on the left side. Looks like Mount Home in a 2-3 zone. Ball is over with Dortch. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Cody Dortch with his first 3 points of the night. And it makes it a double-digit lead for Tech. 29-19 our score. We are 30 seconds into this second half. Here's Peters throwing it up top to Cruz. Over to Benton on the right side. Up top to Bashirs. Over to Cruz on the left wing. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. He can't get it to go. And the rebound's control offensively by Waymire. He throws it back out to Peters. He's going to try the three. Good. Colton Peters with 8 points. Back quickly comes Gio with the three-pointer. In and out. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Bashirs. He'll throw it to Benton, who brings it into the front court. Over to Peters on the left side. Thought about three. Now kicks up top to Benton. Over to Bashirs on the right side. He'll throw it to Cruz up at the top. Over to Benton on the left wing. Thought about the three. Now he goes cross-court to Cruz on the right wing. Now up top to Bashirs. Over to Peters on the left side. Over to Benton. Finds Cruz in the left corner. He's going to pull up for the jumper. Good. Luke Cruz with 5 points. And Mountain Home has scored the last 5 points of this game. Back the other way, Gio trying for a three. No good. Offensive rebound for Kinsella. He kicks it back out to Wilson. He tries a three. No good. And the ball goes out of bounds. It will be Mount Home getting the ball back with 6:17 left in this third quarter. 29-24, the Golden Eagles on top. Here is Benton into the front court. Tech in a man-to-man. Ball goes over to Cruz on the left wing. Now he's going to dribble up between the circles. Now it goes over to the right wing. Up top to Peters. Back over to Cruz on the right side. Throws it up top to Bashirs. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Hunter Bashirs with 5 points. It is a two-point game all of a sudden. And on the sideline, Jeff Gio has seen enough. He wants a timeout. We'll take it with him. 5:51 left to play in the third quarter. Mount Home cuts Green County Tech's lead 29-27. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Shazam!
Are you worried about unauthorized transactions on your debit card? Well, you can bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank. Introducing Shazam Bolt, the app that gives you access to balance information from your mobile device or computer.
Golly!
With the Shazam Bolt app, you can receive an alert via text or email immediately after a debit card transaction. If the card was not used by you, you can temporarily block your debit card instantly.
Shazam!
Take control and bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank, member FDIC.
You don't have to go away to college and spend a lot of money and miss out on the great activities the Twin Lakes area has to offer this spring. See ASU Mountain Home about spring enrollment. Classes start January 16th. ASU Mountain Home is the natural choice, offering a variety of associate degrees and technical certificates and more from their campus. Register now for spring classes and don't miss out on all the fun things our area has to offer. Get started. Visit asumh.edu. ASU Mountain Home, the natural choice.
Well, coming out of the timeout, here's Gio going into the lane for the layup. No good, but he draws contact and will head to the free throw line. I believe they're going to get David Waymar with that foul. David Waymar picks up his second personal foul. That is the first team foul here in the second half against Mountain Home. So Gio will be at the free throw line for the two-shot opportunity. He gets the first one. He's now 2 of 2 from the free throw line with 18 points. One more free throw coming for him. Cannot get the second one. 1 of 2 on that trip. And Mountain Home comes away with the rebound. It is a three-point lead for the Golden Eagles with a little over 5.5 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Here is Cruz throwing it to Waymar on the low block. Has the ball stripped from him, and Tech comes away with the steal. Back quickly comes Butler going into the lane for the layup. No good. Offensive rebound for Dortch. He can't get the ball to go, but he draws contact, and he'll head to the charity stripe with 5:24 left in the third quarter. That foul is on Hunter Bashir's, his first personal foul, team foul number 2 against the Bombers. So Cody Dortch will be at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot is up and in. That makes it a 2-possession game. One more free throw for Dortch. Second shot, good. He gets both. He now has 5 points all in the third quarter. 32-27 our score. Benton will walk the ball across the timeline for the Bombers. Throws it over to Peters on the right wing. Up top to Cruz. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And their long rebound controlled by Dortch. He's quickly back the other way for the Golden Eagles. He throws it down in their left corner to Cancilla. His three-pointer does not go. And the rebound controlled by Peters. Back quickly comes Mountain Home. Peters in the front court. He has the ball on the left wing. Thought about the three. Now kicks over to Cruz on the top. Over to Benton on the right side. He throws it to Waymar. His basket counts, and he draws a blocking foul. Will go to the free throw line for the old-fashioned three. That foul is on Cade Kinsella. That is his second personal foul, team foul number 1 here in the second half against the Golden Eagles. So with 4:53 left to play in the third quarter, Waymar at the free throw line with a chance to cut Tech's lead to 2. Waymeyer so far with 8 points. This will be his first free throw attempt of the night. Shot is up, no good. And the rebound controlled by Guillot. 32-29, Tech on top. Back the other way, Dortch takes the pass into the front court. Goes up for the three-pointer on the left side, no good. Peters gets the rebound. He's back the other way with it. He'll throw it to Bashir's up top to Cruz. Back over to Bashir's on the left wing. He throws it to Waymeyer on the low block. His layup off the glass and in. David Waymeyer now in double figures with 10 points, and it is a one-point game with 4.5 minutes left in the third quarter. Up back the other way, here is Dortch with the ball on the left wing. Throws it to Wilson, back to Dortch. He's going into lane for the reverse layup, no good. Rebound controlled by Waymeyer, back comes Mountain Home. Peters quickly into the front court, he has the ball on the left wing. Goes cross court to Benton, he's heading down into the paint, kicks out to Cruz. Thought about the three, now going into the lane, going up for the layup. No, I thought they were about to call a foul, but nope, they're going to call traveling. And Mountain Home will turn it over with 4:07 left to play in the third quarter. And Bombers are going to take a timeout. We'll take it with them. Again, 4:07 left in the third period. It is Greene County Tech leading Mountain Home 32-31. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Seniors and their families often struggle with confusion and memory problems. While these symptoms can be serious, many of these older adults often suffer from other symptoms such as agitation, paranoia, hallucinations, or dangerous behaviors. These can be even more problematic. Thankfully, help is available. I'm Dr. Tom Foster, a board-certified geriatric psychiatrist, and I run the Hensley Behavioral Health Center in Mountain Home. Call us today to see if we can help you or your loved one. 870-508-6400 or visit our website, hensleybehavioralhealth.com.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Well, 4:07 left to play in the third quarter. Mountain Home has cut to Greene County Tech's lead to a single point, 32-31. It is Tech with the ball coming out of the Bombers' timeout. Gio will walk the ball into the front court. He has the ball on the right side. dribbles up to the top, finds a cutting. This is Kobe Brown going into the lane for the jumper. No good, but he draws contact and will head to the free throw line. Colton Peters picks up his third personal foul. Team foul number three here in the second half against Mountain Home. First free throw for Kobe Brown. Up, no good. That was his first free throw attempt of the night. He has yet to score in this game. 3:57 left to play in the third quarter as he has one more chance to increase Tech's lead, and he does. One of two. He has 1 point. It is a two-point lead for the Golden Eagles. 33-31 our score. Here's Benton across the timeline. Throws over to Bashir's on the right side. Goes cross-court to Peters. Peters will drill up to the top. Gives it to Benton. The pass to Waymar. He has the ball knocked away from him. Tech comes away with the basketball. They're quickly back the way. Here's Wilson going towards the lane. And now he's going to be fouled. And Tech will inbound it on the baseline. Colton Peters picks up his fourth personal foul. He's about to have to come out of this game with 3:35 left to play in the third quarter. That's the fourth team foul against the Bombers here in the second half. Peters will take a seat as he's replaced by Baylor Cresselius. Again, 3:35 left to play in the third quarter. It's a two-point lead for the Golden Eagles, 33-31 our score. Gio inbounds it to Brown. He's going to pull up for the jumper over Waymire. No good. Rebound controlled by Ben. He's quickly back the other way with it. Throws to Bashir's on the left wing. Down the corner to Cresselius. He dribbles out towards the wing. Goes cross-court to Cruz on the right side. Throws up top to Benton. Over to Cresselius on the left. Up top now to Bashir's. Over to Benton on the right wing. Thought about the three. Now his pass almost knocked away, but Waymar is able to go get it, go into the lane for try to go for the layup. He had the ball stripped from him. It goes out of bounds, and it will be home inbounding it after Tech touched it last. And now they're going to call a warning, a sideline warning on a bench warning on Josh Fulcher. They didn't like what he said. But it was no technical, at least. Now the inbound pass to Waymeyer. He thought he was about to lose it, so he threw it right there off the foot of Kane Wilson, who is standing on the baseline, and Mount Home will keep possession once again. 3:06 left to play in the third quarter. It's a two-point lead for Tech. Benton takes the inbound pass, has the ball stripped for a moment, but is able to get it back. He has the ball on the left wing up top to Bashir's, over to Cruz on the right side. Up top to Bashir for the lead. Bashir tries to go for the three. No good. Offensive rebound for Cruz. He tries to go back up with it, and he's going to be fouled and will head to the free throw line. That foul is on Kane Wilson. That's his third personal foul. Team foul number two here in the second half against the Golden Eagles. So Luke Cruz at the free throw line with 5 points, and he has a chance to tie this game up. First shot is up. No good. Zane Butler and Cade Kinsella checking back into the game for Green County Tech as they will replace Peyton Lawback and also Kobe Brown. Second free throw for Cruz. He gets one of two. He now has 6 points, and it's a one-point lead for Tech. 2:50 left in the third quarter. 33-32 is our score. Gio into the front court. Throws over on the right side to Dortch. Dortch heading down towards the paint. His pass was, I don't know where he was going, but no one was there where he was throwing it to. Ball goes out of bounds. Mount Home will get it back on the turnover. 2:40 left in the third quarter. Mount Home with a chance to take the lead on this possession. Benton will walk the ball into the front court. Gives it to Cruz up at the top between the circles. Now he drills to the right wing. Finds Cresselius in near the corner. Now to Bashir's on the wing. Finds Waymire, and he's going to be fouled. And Mount Home will inbound it on the baseline. That foul is on Kane Wilson. That's his fourth personal foul. Team foul number three here in the second half against the Golden Eagles. 2:22 left to play in the third quarter. And Wilson is going to have to come out with his four fouls, and he's going to be replaced by Kobe Brown. It will be Cresselius inbounding the ball on the baseline. He gets into Benton in the right corner. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And offensive rebound for Cruz. Oh, they're going to call a foul on Cruz on that rebound. They're going to call him for the push foul. That is Luke Cruz's, I believe, first personal foul. Team foul number five against Mountain Home. Tech with the ball leading by a point. Here is Kinsella throwing it to Gio over on the right side to Dortch. Back up top to Gio. He's going to pull up for the long three-pointer. Good. Peyton Gio now with 21 points. 36-32, Tech leading it. 2 minutes left in the third quarter. Ball goes to Cruz, now to Cresilius. He has the ball on the left wing, up top to Bashirs. Over to Cruz on the right side. He'll throw it up top to Benton. Over to Bashirs on the left wing. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Scramble for the rebound, controlled by Butler. And back comes Greene County Tech. Gio has it. He's going to pull up for another three-pointer at the top. No good. Ball goes out of bounds, and it will be Mount Holmes basketball with 1:36 left in the third quarter. 36-32, the Golden Eagles leading the Bombers. Benton will walk the ball into the front court. Looks like a 2-3 zone right now for Tech, and looks like a kickball is going to be called. Zane Butler put his foot out to try to disrupt that pass, and Mount Holmes inbound on the near sideline with 1:28 left. Benton will take the inbound pass from Bashirs. Ball goes over to Cresilius on the left wing. Back up top to Benton. He tries to do an alley-oop pass to Cruz, but he was well too far under the basket, but he goes up for the reverse layup. He couldn't get it to go, and Gio comes away with the rebound. He's quickly back the other way, going into the lane for the layup, off the glass and in. Peyton Gio with 23 points, 38-32, Golden Eagles leading it. Lower minute left in this third period. Here's Benton into the front court, throwing it to Bashirs on the right side, back to Benton, over to Cresilius, once again to Benton. Finding Cruz near the free throw line. Finds a cutting Waymar going into the lane for the layup. No good, but he draws contact and will head to the charity stripe with 51.9 seconds left in the third quarter. That foul is on Peyton Gio. That is his first personal foul. Team foul number 4 here in the second half against the Golden Eagles. So David Waymar at the free throw line, where so far he's 0 of 1 with 10 points. First shot is up. No good. One more free throw coming up for Waymeyer. Waymeyer's second free throw is rolls around and actually hits the back part of the rim and goes in. He now has 11. He's 1 of 3 from the free throw line. 38-33, Tech on top, 45 seconds. Back the other way, Gio pulling up for the jumper at the right elbow. No good. The rebound controlled by Benton. He's back the other way for the Bombers. He has it on the left wing. Now gives it to Bashirs. Over to Cruz on the right side. He's heading down towards the paint. He's going to draw a little bump foul. And Mount Holmes are going inbounded on the baseline. They caught, I think they said 11, but I think that's actually on number 12. I believe that's actually on Kobe Brown. That's his first personal foul, team foul number 5 against the Golden Eagles. 33.5 seconds left. Way as the inbound pass hits the bottom of the backboard. That's out of bounds, and it will be Tech inbound getting the ball back with 32.7 seconds left. 38-33 our score. Golden Eagles with the ball and the lead. Gio will walk the ball into the front court. Throws up top to Kinsella. Over on the left side to Butler. Now goes ball goes up top to over to Dortch. Now up top to Gio. 10 seconds left. And Tech's going to hold for the last shot of this period. Ball goes over to Dortch on the right side. He's hanging down towards the corner. Now kicks out to Gio. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Misses everything. And that's the way this third quarter is going to end. After 24 minutes of play, our score. Mountain Home trailing Greene County Tech 38-33. We'll start the fourth quarter, that is, in a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Shazam!
Are you worried about unauthorized transactions on your debit card? Well, you can bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank. Introducing Shazam Bolt, the app that gives you access to balance information from your mobile device or computer.
Golly!
With the Shazam Bolt app, you can receive an alert via text or email immediately after a debit card transaction. If the card was not used by you, you can temporarily block